So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kweze kuseni mthwakazo omuhle ngolwesibili saka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela enganeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. U-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShetagwirei libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShetagwirei uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control i-OFAC lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkatagwirei bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi lo obheji muka kanye lamankampani amavila lobudlelwano lotagwirei abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le-Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. UMnumzana kuTagwirei ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. EleMelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga eZANU-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-TCC eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions umele ahambe, but i-America layo ibone nganta kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngisithi mina i-America layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-TCC saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions umele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bayafake njenge-America, hayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Abe Zanu PF bona bathu kuthele bathi izijeziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi izikonomi masikhangela ngendaba zeikonomi zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmelika noma kuyifinance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, uye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asila ndaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise izinto okumele iAmelika ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi iphakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe angentshonalanga esingathi ngama Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world, we are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmelika. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonokho since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela enganeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bembona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wena mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona. Kukanti akumelanga kube zinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakhona okomhlabathi lokunye lobo, kodwa nxasebeze kata njengokuthi kona kathi sikhethe unkosikazi katabhireli nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, kusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe. Sokubhekisa nje kuthi hayi abakhulu abafuna ukujengisela iziqhwaga zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi, ikakhulu kuthiwa badlelana lobaba uTagwirei. IMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei thina sambona, ngiyabona ebeku-graduation ceremony eSolusi University, echasisa uhamba wakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowaphi umnyaka. Ngangale phambili ngiyabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhulisa yaphambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma nge-democracy njalo lokuthi umuntu nxa ethiwa wona uwomile uqala ahanjiswe emthethwandaba andibana ukuthi yozoba yiwomile, but umuntu uyaprincha kuthi naye afake kuhle phambi komthethwandaba. Pho bona nxa bezakhuluma ngokuthi bona eDabrei labona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esayifika kayiboni thina lapha, ngoba izini ama-courts ethu asike zatawule ekhona efikayo yamtraya genezi yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuthiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingaphi?
kuyalimaza kakhulu sibili ngoba angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngami wamazwe wonke ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesikha ngitsho lasinye yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engage and re-engage xa sithi engage sithi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazani nabo sidinge ubudlelwane nabo i-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizwalana nabo kodwa sagqina sesingasazwanani so sifuna ukuthi sibuyele bekingayo bakithi mayoyo asikhulumeni umnotho sibuyele sisizwane njalo njengakhulumi besiyenza makuqala manje pho laba sebeseletengisa-ke lokwana sithi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality ekukhuluma nje yibhuli nolokwana nje ukuthi wena ufuna ukuhlukumeza njeuthi utshengisele ona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezano PF sixoxela ekobulawa yo kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugcilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yaseAfrika obizwe ngomongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe eAfrika laba khonapha eWashington DC bekhulumisana ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso yiMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ngokuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethu kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke, uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Baba uNkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho yiMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika siyibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKudakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisithi zizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano. Ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamNkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhe ubudlelwano nawo.
singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, o Kenya, sibungeno Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala iAmerica ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi iAmerica, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela sibonile izano ichaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusazwe sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. iNewsday ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inobakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. iChronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha weCOVID-19 kwele Botswana. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 linjani, linjani wasakazi wethu lisakaza indaba zeZimbabwe ezingathathi hlangothi. Angilankani ngento eyenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibili. Esuka khona le kibe emashwelalende siyavulisa isibhedlele emathibhlende siyakhiwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlela leso ezoqhatsha abantu bakibo khona ngale bavele emashwelalende. Akulungaka khona lokhu abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulungaka. Ikliniki leyi bekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into leyi yenziwe ngabantu babo. Wona uChiwenga uma befuna ukuvula ikliniki kaba yakhe iyabo iklinika behambe beyivulela abantu njengohulumeni. Kanti bantu bangohulumende wabantu, kanti manje uma behulumende wabantu, abantu bazakhela njani namaklinika ona bekhona? It's not fair. UChiwenga ukuthi nje abantu abangalanhloni kabayangeki. Umuntu wakhona uyaphonke uyavele ebantwini nje into engayakhwanga nguwe vele kadingeki, kade ngadingeki uChiwenga. Kanti sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqede ezakhamizi. Izinyama esuka khona le eHarare sokuqedela abantu baseplumtree inyama yabo shuwala amasoshavle uChiwenga. Hayi hayi zinuke nabagwaba abantu bemashonaledi. Hawu okunye kuyayangisa manje.
Msakazi angibingelele msakazi wamomuhle labalaleli bonke linjani basakazi bethu. Okhuluma ngesijumba msakazi. Bengithi lami ngeke ngiphawule lolu daba lolu lwama-MPs lawa athola imali ezinkulu kangako abantu behlupheka. Sazi labo lawo ma-MP lawa akusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi abe bamela abantu ngoba buka-ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo bakhohlwe ukuthi bathethe imali yelizwe. Ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amapulazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo kuyimi engibaphethe vele benyase mbaxotshe same time hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe benizothini. Abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe. Yibo abantu abazoza leplan yokwakha ilizwe. Yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathathe imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama-MP kuyafana le mali lama-$15,000 esezwa kuthiwa anikezwa ama-overdue kudala benzani ngayo.
Salibonani basazi beStudio 7. Siyalibingelela njalo boChris Gandela bontungamile Inkomo ngomsebenzi omuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi sithanda ukubonga imibuzo ekiyibuzo okubaba uGahule yababuza impela ngecorruption esezweni uyafuna ukuphendula laphana uyezwakala ngemali le yokuthiwa kumele ube namapulazi kulungisenile ukuze ngezelele ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani kuyezwakala mpela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho kodwa kulabantu abakhathi idliwa ngoba kahle mawungakhumbula ukuthi uzibuse simthethe nini kwenzakaleni kwenzakalani ngokuwe khuluma baba lapho uthi umgodi uyasala ingaphelanga amadama asala engaphelanga kubangelwa yini mawuthi uyabheka ngiyakuzwela ilinganiselo South Africa ukuthi Eskom nayo iyahlupheka ngogesi yes of course South Africa into zangikhona beziphilwa lona leyo mpilo ebiphilwa khona lapho kubozama ukuthi yes into eyimfihlo kodwa kuthe sokuqala ukuvela ababona ukuthi kune-corruption bayabadedulula babashiye babachayelelini elingavumi ukukhulunywa kwenu kuyesabela ma umongameli walapha eSouth Africa le mali engange-20 engaba ama-millions amadola ajontshwe endlini what about lina khona ngapho elingafuni ukukhulunywa lingafuni ukusolwa line malini ke lina izimali nazo ziyaphuma ama-500 million okuthiwa amagranti la anikezwa wona ama-ministers kanti kaasebenzi ama-ministers wona lawo asebenzi na umbuzo yokuthi abasebenzini imali yonke engaka ezibhedlela kunamithi akulalutho ezikolweni siyanikezwa ukuthiwa sizithengele amabhuku kodwa bona umnanga wakho abathelefonisa abantu babo izindlobe bezihole esikolweni
Simbone Studio 7 simbone ninjani na hayi nami ngiyaphila sibona nje kuyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi
kunento njengibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000 yebo yeyo imali ye-fraud leyo into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kade i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulonayo i-bank so lapha kulombuzo onzima kimi engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kade uhamba njani i-Zimbabwe sile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali yokuthiwa ngiyakulona so le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem so ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyiyo ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebank kwahamba kanje so enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalayo umsebenzi bona bareceive imali yokusela
ngiyangithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi be-Studio 7 namithi inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abawuthi ngigawule lowo mina ngenze ngifise nje ngize ngihambisane lomunye ubaba kwakhuluma wathi imali yabe liswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani ekhulumela izanu ngalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi akakwazi vele singamfanisa sithi ngumalulwani nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwane isinanakazana akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi ugawule unjani
labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisehla kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lomhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa. Kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia liphakathi kokulwisana lele Ukraine. Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane nomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar. Ihlandla lama-semifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu laseAfrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda.
IMorocco etume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 endlaleni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu le-Afrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Mnumzana Julian Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungena muntu obekhalele impumela esikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha i-team engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangileyo uChrissy idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu, idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. Le Morocco la ingathi iseduzane. Pelo cara sasa wazi vele Spain ba bakufakathi uBrazil wapha nombuyeli wesikhathi sicalisa nje uyabukwazi ukucinga iyadlula ku Spain le Brazil lapho Argentina ama base vele asenze sangaboni show stuff ngoba I think imenzini vele ibhora nje ivukele kawani
okufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hawu uyabona le World Cup le futhi tricky kodwa definitely iArgentina ngiyibona izathatha ngoba anti yabona iArgentina ngehistory even if they start slow they get stronger with every stage they get to and then again Messi is the driving force because he needs to set he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Croatia versus Morocco final.
Visited Croatia.
First African team we are going to final. Morocco. But I'm a team of Makulu and allowed to travel about Germany, the woman, and Basha with Puma Masina, Sessatino, about Brazil, about Germany, dominance.
Abesifazane
abakhuthazwa ngudokotela uSindi ukuthi bangatupani labo ngabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngaleso sikhathi so kumele mama umsupport ubaba mayithanda ibhola kungabangi remote ukuthi wena usufuna ukubukela lokhana lalokhana umsupport ngoba iWorld Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwana amasopi aphele ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje amateammate e-Africa lapha but sengilahliswe iSenegal leGhana ndashisile kuthi hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Da mama kuma semifinals iqembu leCroatia lana lele Argentina kodwa ngolesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala leFrance. Amaqembu amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kuba ngayintezo yeWorld Cup ka 2022 eQatar. Ngimele Studio 7 igama mwezo Jesus Bar.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisasvanda. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uEmmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakula kwashetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama-semifinals aweFIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhla ngomdlalo phakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-half past seven. Na asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past six. Yimi kuNtunga Milinkomo, litshone kuhle.